When we think about Palm Sunday, and you've heard the story so many times in the book of St. Mark in the 11th chapter, when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethpage, to Bethany, the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. He said to them, "Go to the village opposite you, and as soon as you've entered, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it.' And immediately he will send it here." So they went their way, found a colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said with them, "What are you doing, loosing this colt?" And they spake unto them just as Jesus had commanded. So they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees, those palms, and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." A wonderful celebration of Jesus when he entered Jerusalem. But how things would change that week. How everyone that had followed him soon would turn. And later that same week, they would cry out, "What? Crucify him, crucify him." Even those who were at the closest, who'd been with him for 3 years, had heard all of his teaching, had seen all the miracles that he had performed. When they turned and they said to him, says, "Don't you know? Don't you know that man? Isn't that the man that you traveled with? Don't you know him?" And what did he do? He just turned and ran the other way. But all this was for a purpose. We don't leave this as a sad story. We don't leave this as a... And we know it's emotional for the Christian believer. I know years ago I went and saw the movie about the crucifixion. And it was the strangest ending to any movie that I'd ever been to. Walked in. It was a movie that when it played and you walked out of the theater, people simply had tears in their eyes. They were so moved with emotion about what a Heavenly Father had chosen to send a Son to die upon a cross for you and me. Oh, what emotion just wells up inside of us. But then at the end of that movie, the thing that I like so much is when they rolled back that stone, they went into that tomb. It was empty. Amen? It was empty. Rebecca, for just a couple minutes, I want you to listen as fast as you can. You know, When I think about this Holy Week, and for me personally, I always kind of go back and reflect upon where I'm at now and where I was a year ago. I know that many of you do that around the first of the year, Christmas time, maybe your birthday. Maybe you do it on tax day. I don't know. But for me, I always like to think about Palm Sunday and Easter and how exciting it is to be involved in working in the greatest calling that has ever been. A calling to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to lift Him up. For the next 6 or 7 months, we won't have Becky and Kevin with us on Sunday mornings because they'll be down at the campgrounds leading that service every Sunday. We're fortunate enough next Sunday morning to go down there and help out in the service at 9 o'clock. Going to be preaching down there at 9 o'clock in the morning. Kevin's going to be singing a wonderful song down there that when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. While that's going on, Miss Ruby is going to take anybody that would like to here at 10 o'clock, and they're going to get together and invite even the men. This has never been done before. Even the men. Us lowly men. Us second-class citizens. Us men. And she's going to invite, and what they're going to do is they're going to march right out of the church, weather permitting, around the corner into the cemetery. What a wonderful place to talk about the resurrection in a cemetery. I like it. Then they're going to come back in and just going to sing songs and hymns and led by a man. Just letting you know that for you. We'll be back here at 11 o'clock for our Easter service. I'm so excited about what God does for us during this time of year. And I think so with such moving and emotion about how good God has been to us. About how so many people He's brought into our midst here just recently. About how even this past Wednesday night we had about 31, 32 people in God's house for a midweek Bible study when we didn't study anything. So I thought that was pretty good. Maybe the word got out that I wasn't teaching. I'm not sure. But I love the way that God is having His way with us. Now, you may think these little palms might be a little silly. I love the way they were kind of trimming and getting just... Sally, your haircutting job is safe, let me tell you right now. They've been needing the trimming, and they got one. Why? Why? It's for the love of God. It's for the opportunity that we have to come into God's house and simply be a family in His name. You know, sometimes we try and we don't get it right. Doesn't make us stop trying. And that's the way it is with a family. Certain ones of us you just got to put up with. Plain and simple. Not everything we do is going to be just the way that we like for it to be. Our intention is the right place, our attitude's in the right place, but it just doesn't work. Maybe it's the old devil that's stepping in. And I know there's some of us in here, amen, Brother Rich, that old devil is kind of giving a little tussle to right now, a little wrangling. But I will tell you one thing. Greater is He that lives within me than he that lives in this old nasty world. And I believe that. And I believe that brothers and sisters in Christ that will stand around you and lift you up in prayer at the time when you are struggling, it will make a difference. I like the way you look at it. Bill Cosby was asked one time, about, you know, he says, you're a glass half full or half empty. So he went to his father. Asked the same question, you know, is the glass half empty? And his father says, well, son, let me tell you, it all depends on your perspective. It depends on whether you're doing the pouring or you're doing the drinking. And at different times in your life, things will just be going along ever so smoothly. Oh, they'll just be right, and you just can't miss, and oh, it'll be good. In other times in your life, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? How come I am having to struggle with such things? I am your child. I am your servant. And although I just simply can't feel how you're leading and allowing this to happen. Because it's not about a feeling. It's about a faith. It's about a faith of my belief in God's Word and what it says about me. The comment was made one time. Somebody said, you know, I'm afraid that God won't accept me. And that person was totally shocked when the answer came, no, He won't. What? What? You're the preacher. You're supposed to tell me it'll be okay. You're supposed to tell me God loves me. You're supposed to tell me it'll be fine. Well, the answer is no. He won't accept you, but He will accept His Son, Jesus Christ, and what He did for you. That's our responsibility, to accept what Jesus has done for us. We always want to do it. We always want to get it right. We always want to fix it. What God wants us to do is simply love Him with all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our heart, and to love our brothers and our sisters as ourselves. Simple. This is a Palm Sunday celebration coming into church, and we've had spiritual haircuts on plants over here. We've had songs that are sung to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you one thing. There is power in the hymns that we sing. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Something you can hold on to. And we just have to be wise enough to make that decision that I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. I love the little first grader who, when he came home from school, it was the end of the year, and his mother says, okay, and he was talking about how wonderful his teacher was. And she said, well, why don't you write your teacher a note? So he got his crayon, off he wrote. And the next day he took this note in, and he thanked his teacher. She'd been so kind, so warm, so generous, so kind. You know, he says, thank you so much for teaching me. And I only wish that you were smart enough to teach the second grade too. We have to be smart enough. We have to, within our minds, decide what you're going to do. Boy, I love the songs. I love seeing God's people. I love feeling the warmth. I love reading His Scripture. I love the parts where He says that, that He is going to stand next to me closer than any brother that I could ever have. But I have to believe them. I have to make a choice within my mind to believe what He says. And I want to tell you one thing. I'm proud to stand in a church where people believe. They believe. We are no better one than any other under the sound of my voice. We are all just sinners saved by grace. Amen? Amen. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to stand on the promise of what is written in His Word, and you got to believe it. What a wonderful week to do that. There'll be great celebrations. There'll be plays. There'll be what music there will be. Oh, just fantastic things celebrating the resurrection on Easter morning. Those ladies and men, when they go out of this church and into the cemetery, by the time they get, they'll be ready by the time I get here. I'll be like, hold on now, hold on. I know you wound up. Because they'll be excited about what they believe within their hearts. Simple sinners saved by grace. So if you have a need, you have something that's just kind of gnawing at you. You know? Gnawing at you. Just can't. Start to believe. Start lifting up Him. Start allowing your eyes to just raise up unto Him, and you'll be amazed about the God who died for me as the same God who sent His Son to die for you. Every promise within this book that applies to me, it applies to you also. He wants us to live life and life more abundant. I sat next to a bed yesterday morning, and a dear saint who's probably going to see Jesus pretty soon. And the eyes were just barely open. But as I was singing, as I would just, you know, you don't know what to say. Come on. I'm a preacher, but you've been in that same situation. Sometimes you're going, you just don't know what to say. What am I going to say? I just started singing hymns. I just started singing, in the garden. it is well. That's why I had to sing it today, because I practiced it yesterday, Rich. And as I was singing, there was a little toe by the end of the bed there just kind of moving. That's all I needed to hear. It's all I needed to see. To feel the love of God in that room. I'm going to close in prayer, and I'm going to allow you to go enjoy this wonderful Palm Sunday and the wonderful week that you have in store. We're taking a little trip on this Wednesday, and let me close in prayer, and then let me just have 45 seconds of your time afterwards to see if you want to. We're going down. We're going on a field trip. It's fun. But you know, I felt like I have been in church today, and I hope that you felt like you've been in church today. You're sitting there and you're warm and you kind of. That's the way you ought to feel when you come to church. You ought to be able to laugh. And then when God's Spirit moves you, you ought to be able to shed a tear. You ought to be uplifted by seeing brothers and sisters in Christ who are happy to see you. And then you ought to be able to, within your heart of hearts, to be thankful for God. Next Sunday we'll celebrate Easter and we'll serve communion. I encourage you, if you can make it, come on out and invite somebody. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house today. We have sung praises unto your name. We have lifted up prayer requests to people so concerned, so moved by, they just simply need a miracle from you, God. We've heard your message brought in song and in word. So God, just inspire us to believe more, to want more of you, to be thankful for what you've done, to look forward to this holy week as a time to just simply be closer to you, God. For all those that are traveling, God, be with them. But let them take time from their travels to be thankful for a risen Savior. God, we love you because we know, first of all, you loved us. Be with each one. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this sanctuary. And God, if there be a person under the sound of my voice that simply is unsure and doesn't know you, God, you let them just step off to the side. Say, preacher, let me talk to you. Be led by your Holy Spirit to move within hearts during this wonderful time of year. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen.